You must be heard, you must be understood, and you must be pleased.
Greetings and welcome to episode 320 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you original independent music for your listening pleasure.
Fabulous introduction, John.
Hey, thank you, Phineas. We're fresh from out can collecting here trying to fund up, stuff for the Radio Orphans Podcast, t-shirts and the like, and send us your aluminum cans.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll take them all.
Send them through Gmail.
Yep, Gmail. Let us know. We take any kind of cans, any aluminum we collect. Hey, just like we're collecting some fantastic music this week.
That's right. We got seven tracks coming up uninterrupted, back to back. We got a couple of submissions. Some artists contacted us at radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. And here we are playing them because they sent along a couple of cans with their submission.
There you go.
That's how you get on this podcast.
That's how you get on.
Yes. Or if you just prove that you recycle where you live, then we'll play you. Right? Something like that?
Something like that.
That's like rule.
Send us a picture of your 16, send us a picture of your cans.
I mean, I can't remember how all those rules about our podcast. We have to look into that big book and see. It's one of those subsections.
My goodness.
It's the subsection below the subsection. You know, I like Seattle. You ever been out there?
No, I have not been to Seattle. I've been to the West Coast, but not the Northwest. Yeah. I've always wanted to, though, of course.
I had a little drive up the coast once, so I drove. You know, didn't spend much time there, but, you know, saw it. Anyways.
Did you like it? Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it was kind of rainy. No, actually, the sun was shining when I was there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I like it. A lot of music came out of Seattle, huh?
Oh, yeah, and still
does. Big in the
early
90s. Yeah, I guess it still does, doesn't it?
Like this first band we were playing tonight.
Yeah.
My Goodness is the name of the artist.
Yeah, and their song, Come On, Y'all.
Come on, don't. in silence.
Oh, start a barrage when you
Lean a little to the left, lean a little to the right, and the steam begins to dissipate. Lock your love away in carbonite.
Oh, I'm pouring a fast one, but not fast enough. A motor running low. The same thing happened to me. Madness saunters in very tattered purple walls. Yesterday a throne, today a crock of old confusion. Dribble out your words underfoot and on the floor. Fruit has gone away, safe has turned to destitution. So
Dream the impossible. I just hoeing sweet potatoes out there, and good white ones. They call it a poplar root. Boy, they're going on.
They call it a poplar root?
Poplar root.
Great. Wow, that's really fun. It is a beautiful garden. What else have you got growing out there?
Got about everything imaginable. Sweet pepper over yonder, squash, broccoli, everything. Hey Jim, what? Them kind of flowers there with the temperature.
Doing just what Jim pleased.
I hope I grow. Well, what can I do for you, fellas? So if you got a tip that can grow marijuana here, will you stop by? But you wonder whose land it was and who took that stuff out there. Sammy told us he's sitting right over there. Go talk to him. And Sammy said, furthermore, that ain't marijuana. He said, what is it? He said, that's them pretty called spider plant.
Hey, you just heard the radio reference song, Hey Jim, and that's off our album Monkey's Dance, available on iTunes. Hard copies, still have hard copies at CD Baby.
Yeah, you can still get an actual CD with actual artwork and everything.
Yeah, they're definitely on their way out, aren't they?
They are.
You know, it's just, when was the last time you went CD shopping? Have you been, like, you know, like when you bought a CD, do you even know?
Probably like a year ago.
A year ago, yeah. It's been about.
That's why, like, an artist I specifically wanted to, like, have a hard copy of, that, you know.
Right, right.
Those are few and far between.
But it's not like a thing like we used to, like,
no.
Head up to the music store.
You just spend hours walking through the show, you know, looking through everything. And
albums, CDs, used.
Yep.
I always like this place.
Yep, we have this place in Minneapolis called Cheapo. We can just do a little plug for them, I guess, or whatever.
Well,
but,
hey, that's fine.
That Cheapo? Place rocks. Yeah. I mean, just tons of used CDs, and you could just spend hours and hours and hours.
Well, and if I may also plug the Electric Fetus, because that's just up the street from, you know, that's another one.
They have the same
kind
of deal going on, yeah.
But not as big of a used selection as Cheapo, that's for sure.
I remember just walking in there, and all you hear is everyone going through all the...
Yeah.
All the CDs, slapping those together. God, now you just plug into the interwebs and there you go.
Yeah. My goodness.
My goodness.
Hey, that's what we kicked off with at My Goodness out of Seattle.
That's right. Some of that blues rock kind of grunge.
Seattle sound.
Post-grunge blues rock kind of thing going on. And good stuff, though. Come On Doll was the name of the song.
Absolutely. And we followed up My Goodness with the band Kafka.
That's right. And the song Run with the Buffalo.
That's some indie rock. Directly from the United Kingdom, and they're a band that let us know at radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com that they have some tunes, and we were like, you sure do.
Yes.
You know,
we include them, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff.
From the UK, we go back to the US, and it's Mr. Tim and Throat.
And Jeremiah Pollock.
That's the name of the song, right? And experimental vocal rock, I guess we're going to call that, from the US. And,
We poked around. We couldn't figure out where in the
where
U.S.
Where exactly. It looks like he travels around a lot.
Yeah. So somewhere between here and there, folks.
Somewhere between here and there.
Yeah.
But cool stuff. Every sound apparently on that track is the human voice in some fashion.
Yeah. So, I'm like, electronic kind of? And you're like,
No, it's all one guy.
That's really cool.
And the Throat, I think, might be the gal that was... You know, there was definitely a female voice in there.
Fantastic.
But yeah, good stuff. Very interesting. Yeah. Mr. Tim and Throat.
Experimental vocal rock.
And from there we go to, these guys got a hold of us too. Tipsy and Chelsea, I believe they reached us at radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. And we wouldn't mind the wait. And boy, I wouldn't mind the wait either. What a voice.
Yeah, great. So really fun. Like kind of like almost like a throwback kind of too. Like it made me think of like an older kind of song.
Yeah.
But it's... Cool. Yeah. I liked it a lot. Refreshing.
We're going to call that easy listening.
Easy listening.
Yeah.
Phineas enjoys an easy listening track. How about that?
Yeah,
mark your calendars.
From Atlanta, Georgia. All right. Well, we try and step it up a little bit here for you, Finn, with the band Surreal.
That's right. And the song The Impossible.
Modern rock from the great state of Georgia.
Surrealband.com. That's easy.
Oh, way easy. And great song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love the guitar in that one.
Yeah. Great vocals in that too.
Woo. Hey, we slow it down a little bit after Surreal with the band Love Spirals.
That's right. And the song Feels so good.
Well, it sure does. Trip Hop from the great state of California.
Was that the name of the song? I might have screwed that up.
Yeah, feels so good.
But it's a remix, isn't it? Isn't that the one that's like a remix? The
No, that's by Uniman.
Yes.
Uniman remix.
That's the part I missed.
Yeah, that's okay. You didn't get the wrong...
I didn't get the wrong gist of the song. Yeah.
No.
I just forgot. I couldn't remember the name of the remix.
Hey, we got this next one right. Hey, Jim.
That's right. That's our song. We know that one.
Yeah.
We might not know what album it's off of.
Yeah.
It's off of Monkey's Dance.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, we hope you enjoyed that set of songs, and like we did.
Yeah. And,
you know, what the heck. Another podcast down.
Podcast seven down.
All right. This concludes episode 320 of the Radio Orphans podcast. Intro courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All the music is used with permission.
We thank you for listening.
Well, we really ought to thank them for this one, huh? I mean, that's like...
Yep.